And that concludes our news for this evening. But before we sign off, we have a breaking weather alert from our own Chip McKenzie.
Thanks, Tad. There have been quite a few developments with the nor'easter that is heading straight for us. As you can see, the system is escalating on the East Coast, and it's estimated that will reach its peak when it hits Long Island. The storm is expected to cause coastal flooding, combined with hurricane-force winds. We have special weather correspondent Rita DiMario on the ground in distant Sunken Harbor, a town that is right on the coast, and bracing for the storm to hit around 3 a.m. tonight. Rita. Rita?
Thank you, Chip. Sorry, it seems we're having satellite delays. As you can see, the storm is really working itself up here in Sunken Harbor. I'm right on the boardwalk, and already the waves are coming right up to the pillars, and...
Rita? Did we lose our signal? We have her now. Rita? Rita, are you there?
Apologies, Chip. As you can see, the storm is well on its way, and it will only get worse as the evening progresses. We're expecting these waves to surge as high as 20 feet, and judging from the...
Did we lose her again? Sorry, folks. I think we lost Rita. I hope not literally. Back to you, Ted.
Thanks, Chip. In light of the estimated path and scale of the nor'easter, a state of emergency has been issued for the following counties: Bronx, Dutchess, Kings, Nassau, New York, Orange, Putnam, Queens, Richmond, Rockland, Suffolk, Ulster, and Westchester. Residents of these counties are instructed to stay inside and off the roads and highways. In addition to the high winds and heavy rains, there is also a heavy...
Mr. Pop...
This is Fireside Mystery Theater. Kind listeners, I do hope you've made yourselves cozy before we unleash the gale force winds that are about to strike Sunken Harbor, an isolated little town tucked away on the northern fork of Long Island. The strange will become stranger as the storm unfolds. And, well, actually, speaking of strangers, we have a special mystery guest here on the telephone line with us this evening to act as a guide through the uncharted storm surge waters of this close-knit community. Unfortunately, our mystery guest will have to remain a mystery. You see, while the townspeople of Sunken Harbor are close-knit, well, they don't take kindly to folks telling their business.
You got that right, Miss Silva. We went through quite a few ordeals when that nor'easter hit, and I still can't quite figure out if that was the storm itself or something more powerful at play. All sorts of odd happenings were reported. For instance, have you heard of animals being able to sense when a storm is coming?
Well, yes, I have. I mean, my cats hide under the bed hours before a thunderstorm hits. I hear it's something to do with vibrations.
Yes, well, there must have been some pretty powerful vibrations ahead of the nor'easter that landed at Sunken Harbor.
Ken! I'm surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Of course the Stone's Throw Tavern is still open. Aren't you going to batten down the hatches ahead of this storm? It's supposed to be a real doozy.
Mel, I could ask you why you're in my bar right now if you think I should be closed.
Well, I couldn't resist having a little drink before I shut myself in with Julie for the night. I had a hunch you'd be open.
Well, you know me well. But only one drink, all right? And then I do think I should close up here. Dawn's been watching the news and Weather Channel all day, and she's gotten herself worked up into a panic. I promised I'd close up early.
Hey! Hey, you don't close until I've had one more G&T. God knows I've thrown back enough of your turpentine over the years to earn the right.
All right, Hetty, but, you know, you should probably head home, too, hon. Wouldn't want you getting caught out there in the storm.
Don't you worry about me. I've seen things worse than this. You know, there are things we'll have to worry about once the storm passes. That's when you worry.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Mel, what are you going to have?
Whiskey and water, please.
You got it.
That's the ticket. Yeah, I got a boatload of bottled water like Julie asked me to, but right now, I'm regretting not grabbing a couple bottles of my good stuff from the cabin when I was up there this past weekend.
Oh, yeah? You up there hunting or you just getting away?
I was hunting. Quite the weekend, too. Scored a doe in 2 10-point bucks. Over the winter, I was only able to bag a couple of does. Just real slow going. But 2 10-point bucks in a weekend? Still can't believe it.
Wait a minute. I thought the season was just in January for a deer over here.
Hunting season is any dang day I want it. I have the right to kill whatever walks on my property. These deer were asking for it, too. Come right up to my cabin. Basically shot them from the front porch. Never known them to get that close before.
Oh, they got that close to you, did they? And you just shot them. That's too bad, too bad. Foolhardy, I would say. Have mercy. You know, they were trying to tell you something. Did you know? Deer symbolize those powers in nature that are not easily subdued.
You need a lift home, Hetty? I could call you a cab.
Call her a cab, Ken. It's obvious she's had her fill.
I can give you a lift, Hetty, if you like. Come on, it's on my way.
Well, I suppose I should. Thanks, Mr. Sheldon. But you know what I'm saying, Mr. Sheldon, don't you? About the storm and the deer and the trees.
I certainly do, Hetty, but you have to realize not everyone else will understand. Not everyone else knows what we know. Here, Ken, this should cover my tab as well as Hetty's G&T.
Thanks. That's very generous of you, Mr. Sheldon.
Nice tipper.
Speaking of tips, just be safe out there, gents.
Okay, well, now those two nutcakes are gone, I should really close it up.
What was that about? What a strange old biddy. And the limey?
Actually, he's all right, Mr. Sheldon. He's weird. He's colorful. He tells some good stories on nights like this. Just moved here from England recently. And you heading out too, Mel?
In a minute. I want to run an idea past you first. Why don't you finish up closing here and pick up Dawn, and then meet me and Julie up at the cabin?
Tonight? Mel, I mean, have you heard there's a huge storm heading straight for us? I can't. Dawn thinks we should evacuate and go to our sister's in Jersey.
No one said we need to evacuate. And besides, even if we did, it's kind of like evacuating if you come to the cabin. It's on higher ground.
I don't think Dawn's going to go for it. I told you, she's gotten herself all worked up watching the weather updates all day. I really should get home.
Oh, come on. I got like 150 pounds of venison in my freezer chest up there. Julie's already made an excellent stew with some of it. Now, doesn't that sound like good eats to weather a storm?
I mean, it does, but I mean, isn't it dangerous for the drive up there? They said to stay off the roads and the highways.
Nah, it's just a little rain right now. We can make it there before the worst of it hits. They said it wasn't going to get really bad till 3 a.m.
All right, let me close up here. I'll go home and see if I can convince Dawn.
Attaboy! We're going to have a good old hurricane party. Give me a call when you convinced her, all right?
All right, but, you know, don't count on it. I see Jersey with my in-laws in my future for this evening.
Thank you.
to leave now if we're going to make it up to the cabin without being blown off the road. The wind is really picking up out there.
Sorry, sweetheart. Just grabbing some more shells for my shotgun.
What for? We have no more freezer space. Leave those poor animals alone. Besides, we're going to be hunkering down for a storm, so this isn't an opportunity for you to go shoot at more things.
Jules, I'm just bringing more shells with me because I used up the ones I had this weekend. Don't worry, hunting's not on my mind. Neither of us have to work tomorrow. They already announced Sunken Harbor's shutting down. Thought it'd be nice to get out of town before the storm hits.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just never have gotten used to the hunting thing. I know, you love it. That was never a thing for me.
Well, thank you for putting up with it. Mwah! I'll learn how to make a mean venison stew. You have that packed up to bring?
I sure do. And the crock pot to heat it up. So now, can we go?
Just wait a sec. I'm gonna call Ken and see if they're coming or not.
Oh, fine, but make it quick.
Decided to come.
Hi, Mel. Julie, good to see you.
Dawn, I am so sorry Mel bullied Ken into convincing you to come up here with us instead of your family.
I think Ken was more afraid of being in the same house with my sister than being swept away by the storm.
Hey, now, look, if this is going to turn into a let's bash Ken party, I'd rather go back out into the squall.
Take it easy, brother. How was the drive?
It took some concentration. It's already pitch black like it's midnight. We could feel the wind gusting around the car even when we got off the highway.
Well, we're so glad that you made it up safely.
You can definitely feel it in the air. I never understood the weather terminology of low pressures and all that, but you can physically sense it. The air has a different quality to it.
Yeah, the animals must be feeling it too. I had a swerve to miss hitting three furry things that darted out in the road. Not sure if they were raccoons, rabbits, or big squirrels, but they were hightailing it.
You're safe and sound now. This cabin has been here close to a century. It survived much worse than a little thunderstorm. Solid as a rock.
And dinner's about ready. Just venison stew, but it'll warm you up after being out in the chilling wind. And the spare bedroom's right this way. I'll let you two get settled.
Julie, this stew is delicious. I'm gonna have to get your recipe, although Ken doesn't really hunt.
Nope, but the stew is making me have second thoughts on my stance.
Well, no need to hunt when Mel has filled every bit of freezer space in not only this cabin, but our house in Sunken Harbor, too. Just stuffed with deer meat. So it's so excessive, but we'd be happy to give you as much as you want.
That's very thoughtful. Let's just see if we survive this storm first.
Hey, Dawn, did Ken tell you I bagged a doe and 2 10-point bucks last weekend up here?
No, he didn't. I don't really know what that means.
It means he killed 3 deer. They had the audacity to approach this cabin here.
Hey, Ken, you're eating them right up, aren't you? Now, let's get...
Solid as a rock, huh, Mel?
I meant the structure. I can't vouch for the power lines.
Julie, can I help you get some candles or flashlights or something?
No, that's okay. They're just in the pantry here. I know I have a couple of candles.
Oh, hey, I have a portable generator.
Oh, well, that's great. Is it going to kick in soon, or do we have to start it manually?
I mean, I have to go get it. It's up by my deer blind from the winter. Had hooked up to a portable heater.
Mel, you're not going out in that storm.
I got no choice. If the power doesn't come back on, all that meat's going to start to spoil.
Well, maybe we should make some more stew.
Listen, I'll be fine. It's only a quarter mile away, and it's only 9 o'clock. They said the worst of the storm isn't hitting until overnight, so...
All right, hey, I'll come with you if you'll need help getting it back.
The hell you will! You promised once we got up here we wouldn't leave until the storm passed. Sorry, Mel, I'm not letting Ken go out in the storm with you.
I don't blame you, Dawn. I've had to get used to Mel going off and doing stupid stuff on his own. He'll make all of us listen to him carry on about his rotting deer meat if he doesn't go get that generator.
Thanks for believing in me, babe. Again, I'll be fine getting the generator back. It's pretty portable. Got a good price for it, too. Okay, I'm off. Back in the jiffy.
take him to get out to his deer blind?
Oh, I don't know. 10 minutes at a leisurely pace?
All right, let's give him a bit more time. It's raining pretty hard out there. He's probably just making his way back. He's carrying the generator.
Julie, are you okay?
Not really. He's still not back. It's been almost an hour.
Okay, I'm going out to look for him.
Ken, no, you're not.
Listen, I won't wander too far. I'm worried he slipped and fell or something. I promise I'll be back in 10 minutes or less, all right?
You head northeast from the cabin. It's in that direction.
Ken, is that you? Oh, thank God.
What in the world?
Step aside, quick, let me in.
Oh my God, is that...
It's a fawn. I was heading northeast like Julie said, and I was barely into the bush. The fog is so thick out there, it's hard enough to see with how heavy the rain is, and then the fog just covers the ground. I tripped over this little guy. I think I gave him quite the scare. He was just huddled in the brush.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, Julie, do you have an old towel or a blanket we can wrap him in?
Ken! You didn't see Mel? You didn't find him?
I'm sorry, Julie. I was yelling and yelling for him, and then I tripped over the fawn, and I had to bring him back. I'll go back out. I just couldn't leave this helpless thing out there in the storm.
Ken, just take a minute to catch your breath. What is that?
I think the storm's kicking up.
Ken, I really don't want you to go back out there.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Oh, Mel is probably hurt or worse. I'm going out. Okay, thank God. That's him.
Get the shotgun!
Okay, I hope!
No! Give that to me! Stand back!
What can I say? What just doesn't
Sheriff,
make sense to me is that...
Sheriff, I can only believe it because I saw it happen.
Can you please tell me again? Please tell me from the beginning. This is quite a mess.
He's dead! He was killed! What more do you need to know?
Dawn, why don't you take Julie inside, make her some tea or something?
There's still no electricity.
Yeah, okay. Why don't the two of you sit in the back of my prowler, all right? I'm not sure if inside the cabin is the best place to be right now, given the, well... Please tell me what happened again, from the beginning, if you don't mind.
We thought it was Mel coming back with the generator. There was a knocking at the door, and when Julie opened it...
Mm-hmm. Come on. What did you see?
It was a 10-point buck.
Right, a buck. What?
And he had him! And he had him! And I shot him!
Ma'am, who had what? Who did you shoot?
Julie, I know this was an ordeal. It was for all of us, but why don't you just go over to the squad car with Dawn while I tell the sheriff what happened?
Yeah, come on, Julie. Let's go have a rest, okay?
Sorry, Sheriff. You understand, this was just a really difficult night.
Don't I know it? I have all sorts of reports I need to file from the storm last night, so this is just the first stop of many for me. Please continue. How did Mel end up like this?
Well, it's like so I said, it was a 10-point buck. It was a big one, too, and there he was.
The buck.
Right, when we opened the door, found him, I mean.
Yes.
It had Mel's skewered on its rack, limp like a rag doll. Just as you see him now in the doorway of the cabin.
And who shot the buck?
Julie did. When the door swung open, we saw what we saw. Dawn was the first to act. She told me to grab the shotgun, so I did. And then Julie took it from me, and she shot the buck twice. She just kept pulling the trigger after two shots, but, you know, it's just a double barrel.
Well, that's something, all right. And what about the fawn you said you saw? Where's that?
Well, it ran off, I guess. I don't remember seeing it after Julie shot the buck. Probably back out in the brush, scared from the commotion and the storm.
All right, listen. I'm going to send a deputy up to deal with the cleanup. A lot went on last night, and I got to get back to Sunken Harbor. But this, well, this just beats anything I've ever seen. I'm sorry you all had to endure something so terrible and strange. But folks, do me a favor and stay put here. This storm has knocked most of Sunken Harbor on its rear end, and my gut tells me that this sad death here is only the beginning of our problems.
Mama, 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. We can make it to the road in a homemade boat, but that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's all already up to the weeds and oats. It's 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I've lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. It's 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. It's 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails have washed out north of town. We gotta head for that higher ground. Till the water comes down, it's 5 feet high and rising. You know it's 5 feet high and rising.
Now, there's a voice mightier than any gust or gale. That was Ms. Courtney Cowart, everyone. Give her another hand, please.
And now, this message from one of our sponsors.
Hey, Allie. What are you doing?
Are you okay, sweetie? Why the long face?
I'm reading my fan mail.
Well, look at you. Fan mail. That's supposed to be a good thing.
You mean people actually still write letters these days?
They must all be from old people. Really old people. All her fans must be really old. That's why she's so sad. I'm so sorry, Allie.
Oh, thank you, Courtney. But it's not that.
Then what is it, honey?
Well, I don't know. It's just that letter after letter, they all carry on about one thing and nothing else. The special and unique custom creations I wear from Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry.
Well, they are the official jeweler of Fireside Mystery Theater, and everything you wear from them is the envy of everyone from Broadway to Bayonne.
Not sure you understand how it feels to be on stage with you while being obscured by the giant glare given off by your handcrafted Fifth and Maiden jewelry.
Letter after letter, it just doesn't end. Nothing about my many masterful performances. Sabella, the supernatural sleuth. Agnes Murthy. My Mrs. Dandy Weather.
Or your turn as the Easter Bunny at the Camillus Mall.
Oh, come on, I improvised all my exchanges with those kids in iambic pentameter.
It can't be as bad as you say.
Look, all they want to know about is the jewelry I wear exclusively by Fifth and Maiden. Just read for yourselves.
Dear Miss Silva, my dream is to one day come all the way to New York City and see you perform live while you're wearing your beautiful bespoke Fifth and Maiden jewelry. I think I should be able to make the trip once I have that hip surgery and my social security check start to clear.
See, I told you.
Listen to Allie's many fans. Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale organic jewelry and warehouse that blend clean line.
With a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. And exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline. All Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their San Diego studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.storeenvy.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes Act One of our show. Now would be a very good time to step up to the bar for a refreshing beverage, lovingly prepared by our ace bartenders. Just because we're talking about storms doesn't mean you need to stay dry. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, yeah. Judging by what we have in store for you in Act Two, you might want to ask your bartender to make yours a particularly strong one.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm Daniel Graves, one of the producers on Fireside Mystery Theater, and I'm here with one of the actors in our company, Mr. James Reeser. Thanks for joining me, James.
I'm happy to be here, Daniel.
We're here to tell you about one of our favorite podcasts, Astonishing Legends. If you like our mix of humor and the macabre, then Astonishing Legends may be right up your alley.
That's right. Hosts Scott Philbrook and Forrest Burgess consider themselves curators of the unusual, with the goal of sharing strange tales of the unexplained with listeners in a way that hasn't been done before. They interview people who've had close encounters with the unexplained, take a look at unusual current events, and dig into legendary tales from the past that remain mysteries.
And as I mentioned, they also like to find the humor in those stories. So put on your headphones or settle in for your commute and get ready to question reality.
You can hear Astonishing Legends on iTunes and Stitcher. And you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
And don't forget to search for them on the web at astonishinglegends.com. Thanks for listening, folks. Enjoy Act Two.
Looks that I can somewhat see through the shadows on all of your beautiful faces. I think it only signals that this terrible winter that we've all endured may finally be over. Shall we raise our glasses? Let's raise our glasses to its stubborn but glorious passing. Now, if only the poor folks of Sunken Harbor were as fortunate. We should still have our mystery guest, I believe. I think he's still with us on the line. Are you still there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Our next story is another account that happened in Sunken Harbor after their last storm. It revolves around a common dilemma often faced by storm survivors, that of looters. Looting, or at least the fear that something like that may happen at one's home.
Yes, there is quite a rough neighborhood in a lower-income town that borders Sunken Harbor called Daniston. Typically, there is low crime in Sunken Harbor for the most part, but after a violent storm, when security and police protection is handicapped by things like blocked roads and lack of power, when the citizens are at their most vulnerable, there is the almost primal fear that looters from Daniston will creep into town to pillage our homes.
Well, is there much foundation for these concerns? I mean, does a lot of looting actually occur after the storms?
It's hard to say. It's all that everyone talks about after the storm, but as to how many people's homes are actually broken into, I think sometimes after a terrible disaster, when you might have lost everything or almost everything you own, people tend to need to have something to vent their anger out on. But this last storm was different. There was someone, or perhaps something out there coming to us, brushing past our home, searching for something. And I must tell you, they were not from Daniston.
Who or what was it?
I wish I could tell you without sounding completely insane. Fortunately for most of us, we were sensible enough to evacuate as we were instructed. But those who chose to stay behind, well...
Wait. Careful. Look first.
Relax, honey. Easy now. Put down that Glock before you kill someone with it.
Might be one of those Daniston punks.
You're ridiculous. I'm opening the door.
Okay, but slowly.
Hi there. I'm... sir, you can put that pistol down.
Tell me who you are first.
Heck, put the gun down already. Who are you, 15 years old or something?
I understand. You two have just gone through a terrible ordeal. You're both feeling frightened.
I'm not frightened. If I was frightened, I would have cut and run before the storm hit. Who are you?
I'm Patsy Patterson with the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, so someone from FEMA.
What do you want?
The area in which you live was determined to be one of the hardest hit by the storm. We're still advising that you evacuate.
Nothing doing.
Hey, Heck.
Oh, Sheriff Ulster, I'm glad to see you.
Hello, Doris. I came along for the ride with Miss Patterson here to appeal to you two.
Appeal to us? For what?
To come with us. To the shelter. In East Minton.
Oh, nothing doing.
You won't have power or running water for at least 2 weeks. The flooding is particularly severe here.
2 weeks?
At least.
Come on. It's on the government's dime, Heck. We're a small town and there are few of us that are in your situation. It's not safe to be here right now. I can see that your cars are ruined. You and Doris can climb into the scout with us.
Well, my sister does live in the next county over.
Well, I'm sure we can get you there.
I'm not leaving my home.
You know, it was my idea to come here. It was dangerous to make our way to your house.
Mr. Stanley, you realize that your home and your property
are... I know what it is, and I know how to take care of, manage, and if need be, protect my property. My buddy Ted Kerchief went along with you guys after the last storm and left his home. You know what happened, right?
Yeah, I remember.
That subhuman scum from Daniston shattered his window panes and helped himself to everything he worked his whole life for. They took everything.
Look, the chances of that happening are...
No, that's all right, Sheriff. I have everything here under control. Instead of worrying about people like me, why don't you have more guys in the force out there making sure that we keep the looters off Daniston out the street of Sunken Harbor?
You're so sure they come from Daniston, huh? You know that I grew up there. Yeah, it's a hard place. But
maybe... Maybe that's why you take such a light hand when dealing with them.
I'll tell you what, Heck. Miss Patterson and I are gonna be here for a little while longer rounding up any of the neighbors who might want to take up an offer for temporary shelter or at least a ride somewhere else. Talk it over with Doris. We'll be here for another 20 minutes if you change your mind.
We're not changing our minds, Sheriff. You don't you worry about us.
Well, Heck,
Would you mind if I...
You want to get in that scout and be dropped off with your sisters? You want to go? Well, now's your chance. Go ahead.
I'll stay.
Are you sure, Mrs. Stanley?
Heck. It's obvious she's scared. At least let her go.
If you don't mind, unless you have some other business to discuss, I'd like the two of you to get off our property.
Here, Mr. Stanley. Here are some disaster assistance forms so that you can start the process.
Well, thank you. I'll take those.
Like we'll ever see any money from FEMA. Thanks.
Great. Do we even have enough canned food and water to survive for 2 weeks?
We'll figure it out.
There's no heat. Heck, there's no running water, and we live in the middle of nowhere. Pretty much all of our neighbors have taken off, and we have no transportation. We're trapped here.
I said we'll figure it out.
The basement is flooded to the ceiling, Heck. There's 3 inches of water on most of the first floor.
I said, well...
Please don't hit me. Oh, Heck. Sweetheart, I...
Everything I worked for my whole life. Why us?
It's gonna be all right, sweetheart.
That's what I'm supposed to say, right?
Heck, we're going through a lot right now, so why don't we just...
Did you hear that?
No.
Listen. It's coming from the window.
Heck, please, for the love of God, just put the gun down.
It's getting dark. I can't see so well. It looks like hands cupped around a face at our window. Back away, buddy!
Heck!
Did you hear me? I said back away!
What are you doing? Just stop!
Where'd he go? I'll answer it. Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Stanley.
Mrs. Sheldon.
What do you want, Sheldon?
May we come in for a moment?
All right.
Have you met my niece, Sissy?
Hello. Is that a real gun?
Yes, it is. A Glock 42.
You Americans and your guns.
What do you want, Sheldon? Was that you snooping around my window just now?
Yes, it was me. I was looking to see if you were still here, and here you are. Might I ask you a question,
sir? Well, what is it?
Are you out of your mind? These nice people outside are willing to cart us off to safety and shelter, and you're content to sit here and wait
for... Don't try to convince me to leave. They already tried that.
They're not going to listen, Uncle Jay.
Give me a moment, Sissy.
Your niece is right, Sheldon.
Thank you for your concern, Mr. Sheldon.
We got everything under control here. If you want, I'll keep an eye on your house for you.
There's no need to, old chap. It's really not that important. It's just stuff.
You don't know. You're new around here. Every time there's a storm, the looters come. They always do.
I understand that, but there's something you need to understand as well.
If you have half a brain, you'll listen to my uncle.
Sissy, that's very unkind of you.
Shouldn't you two be going? I would hate for you to miss your ride.
Take a look out there. Outside, past your doorstep. Do you see that?
You mean that fog?
Yes. Yes, Mrs. Stanley, that's precisely what I'm referring to. Look at it twisting its way through the pines in the distance.
Well, that's normal after a storm, the fog, that is.
What I'm about to tell you is going to sound completely crazy, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't at least try to warn you.
They're going to think you're crazy. Fasten your safety belt.
What are you talking about?
Don't ask me how I know this, but I do. Whether you place stock in such things as extrasensory abilities is beside the point. I know things. I'm very sensitive in particular to things I see, hear, smell, touch, and feel in this place, Sunken Harbor. That's probably why I was drawn to it in the first place.
For crying out loud, the rumors are true about you. You're really out there, fella.
Rumors?
Please hear me out, Mr. Stanley. This last terrible storm we suffered, how do I say this? It loosened something, awoke something in the fields and forests and along the shoreline. Something horrible and unholy. This land is about to go bad. Fouler than anything you can imagine. We have to get away. At least for a while. At least until the fog passes.
There's the door, Sheldon.
I completely sympathize, Mr. Stanley. I would think we were crazy, too.
Look, Mr. Stanley, you are right. Looters are coming, indeed, but not the kind you think.
He sounds like he's been hanging around with those crazy old ladies at the Stone's Throw Tavern. They talk like that.
Yes. It all sounds crazy until it shows up at your door.
Please understand, it seems like total madness, but we're only trying to help.
Oh, only trying to help. Yeah, you're only trying to help. Help yourself to the goods in my house. I see right through you. You're not fooling me.
That's outrageous, Mr. Stanley.
It's too late. I'm already on to you. I get it. You put the spook show on for me and my wife, so we leave. And then you alert your partners in crime, probably some piece of garbage from Daniston you're in cahoots with. And while I'm not home, they loot the place, and you and your partners split the profits. One of the oldest games I got going. Don't let this refined British gentleman act fool you, Doris. This guy's a hood if I ever smelled one.
I'm sorry if you really believe that.
You just moved here from England a few months ago with your niece? To this remote area where no one can see you. I got your number, pal, and I'm calling you on it.
That was uncalled for, Mr. Stanley. You have no right to judge
us. It's all right, sissy. Let's go. We tried. We tried our best.
Yeah, but you didn't succeed. Go find some other sucker. And when this thing is over, I'm having you looked into, pal. I'm pretty sure if you don't end up in jail, they're going to run you out of town on a rail.
All right. We'll be going. God be with you.
I just hope that you change your minds. I hope you're not here when that fog arrives.
Creep. His niece. Yeah, right. You pervert. Weirdo. And what's with those white cotton gloves he's always wearing?
They say things like the old ladies say. The old ladies at the Stone's Throw Tavern.
Oh, God, you're such a woman, my God.
You want to pretend strange things don't happen in this town.
Let's go upstairs. It's a lot drier up there, and we should get some sleep. Gotta rest up for tomorrow. Got a lot of work ahead of us.
There goes the scout. Into the night. Into the dark. Without us.
We still have each other, right? Come on upstairs.
Wake up.
Look
outside. It's here.
What? Somebody outside?
The fog. It's everywhere. I've never seen fog like that before.
Please, Doris, go back to sleep.
Look at it. It swirl around like that. Like something you'd see in a movie. Heck.
What? What, are you all right?
I just saw a shape in the fog.
Oh, come on.
I saw a shape.
It's like when you look at clouds in the sky, babe. You can see all kinds of shapes if you look long enough. Please, go back to sleep.
It wasn't like that, though.
Look, if you don't...
Oh!
What was that?
Heck.
Was that our window?
I don't think so.
Oh, there's another window. That's not our house. I think that was Mr. Sheldon's cottage.
Well, looters? Would they even get here? How would they?
It has to be looters, sons of...
You're not going out there, are you?
You better believe it.
No, don't leave me here alone, please.
If I don't confront them now, they're only going to come here next. Take my other gun. You'll be safe.
Heck, please.
Don't you worry. I know how to defend myself. I got my sharpshooter medal in the army for a good reason. I can hear you! Quit while you're ahead and get out! You loot, I shoot! You heard me?
I'm armed and you are on private property!
Man, is this fog thick? You can hardly see in front of me. What a putrid smell. Is that coming from this fog? Is it the ocean? Oh, who cares? I know every square inch of this land, every root, every stone, every tree. Someone in there. What the hell's going on in there? Hey, you! Get out of there! I'm armed! I can't see in this fog. What a horrible smell. That smell reminds me of the war. That smell, you could smell it when... Oh! What was that? Something just touched me! Who touched me? Voices. Suddenly it's so quiet. Doris! Was that Doris's gun? I gotta go back! Doris!
Did he just shoot at us?
I do not know.
Doesn't he know that his bullets just went through us?
I don't think he does.
Who are you two?
Who are we?
He is the man who asks, and I am the man who tells.
Well, what are you doing in my house?
What are we doing in his house?
We just rolled in with the fog, you might say.
But is it really a fog?
Not quite.
If it's not a fog, then what is it?
Look more closely at it. Closely, sir. You really want to know, don't you?
I can't look.
Should we just tell him then?
It's not really a fog. You can smell it. You know that smell. It's the smell of death.
This is a dream. Doris!
What's the use of screaming when no one can hear?
He does not realize. I almost pity him. Almost.
Where is Doris?
Where is she?
She's lying right in front of us, right where you shot her.
Shot?
So if it's not a fog, what is it really then?
It's no fog. It's many more like us, bound together, disturbed from their rest, making their way across the forest, back to the sea, then high up in the clouds, where, if you look close enough, you can see all kinds of shapes.
Now, this word from one of our sponsors.
Keys!
Yeah. Excellent. Stay hungry, guy. Now you, chop those blocks. Give it to me now. Whoa, I got debris in my eye. Good. And you?
Yeah.
What is that? You call that a strike? Come on, feel the power. Come on, give it to me again.
Yeah.
Oof. That's what I'm talking about, sweetheart.
Sorry, Sensei Climen. Hope I didn't hit you too hard.
No, that was good. Just aim a little higher next time. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you out there, Radio Land. Listen up. I said listen up. I'm Cobra Climen. Here to tell you about Cobra Climen's Martial Arts and Self-Defense Academy located right here in downtown Sunken Harbor. Excuse me, folks. A surprise attack.
No. Sensei, stop! Please don't flip! Me!
You know, I imagine that was a looter coming to loot your home of all your valuables and prized possessions after that recent storm we just had. If that was me, I'd have given him one of these! Right in the chops! You know, over 3 homes in our area were looted after the last storm, and I guarantee that if one of those folks had trained with me, that would have been a completely different outcome, believe me! You know what we do with looters, right, class? So come on down to Cobra Climbers Martial Arts and Self-Defense Academy and defend your home, defend your property, defend your self-respect. Give it to me and feel the power!
Cobra Climbers Martial Arts and Self-Defense Academy, beat looters to the punch. Located on Punston Plaza on Route 3, right next door to the Sunken Harbor Quaker Meeting House. Give it to him and feel the power.
Kia!
We have a special musical guest, Mr. Andrew Hammond, who has composed a chiaroscuro musical sketch called Bandit.
Nobody comes for you and your little midnight ride. Yeah, you know they can, they might, and when they do, oh, Blue, come on, you know they've got the right. There's a cold wind breeze it's talking to you. Old Bandit Blue, with your 3 has called you wrong on your little midnight ride. Yeah, the black tattoo on your mind ain't rubbing off. It's every groom of every bride, gay or night. And there's a cold wind breathing through, and it's stepping on you. No place to hide your cries, and beside, no one in this storm is on your side. There's a cold wind whispering blue. So Bandit Blue, yeah, you'll keep your eyes wide tonight on that stormy road. We all know you're hiding stolen gold, and the past is biting at your bones.
Everyone. Yes, that's a familiar sound we tend to hear after a storm. Yes? The chainsaw.
Yes. All the people of Sunken Harbor make sure their saws are well-fueled before a storm. A lot of cutting and clearing of fallen trees will need to be done after the storm finishes having its way with the land. But I think it's a disturbing thing to watch for many reasons.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Many of those trees are very ancient and have outlived many generations.
That is true, yes, but I think there's more to it than that. We lose those trees, that is certain, but sometimes we're left to wonder if the trees have given up, released something of themselves into the ether.
Shh, don't shush me.
It's very hard to see right now, this fog.
Use your low beams, not your high beams. You're decreasing visibility that way.
You want to drive?
I would, if you don't mind taking the chance of me having a seizure. That's why I got stuck, you know. I can't drive.
That's such a sorry excuse. You were told to evacuate your home before the storm hit, and you had plenty of opportunities to do so. And you chose to ignore everyone, and look what happened.
Well, I appreciate you coming to save me and all, but I wish you could be a little more gracious about it.
Oh, gracious! Gracious! Huh, well, you realize that I just had to go through everything I had to just go through to pick you up? Driving in this thick fog is still pretty dangerous, you know. And Tim and I had a huge argument about my coming to get you out of the mess that you're in. He didn't want me coming out here.
Well, you can just drop me off at the nearest hotel.
Look, I'm sorry, sis. We shouldn't be at each other's throats like this.
What am I gonna do? My house, my property. What if FEMA can't cover it? I'm screwed. I'm so screwed.
Look, I'm just glad that you're okay, Barb. That's the most important thing right now. Everything else is...
Look out!
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I think so. Oh, thank God we're wearing our seatbelts. Oh,
look at the size of the tree we just hit.
My car. Oh no.
The person you're trying to reach is not available right now. If you need further assistance, enter pound now. Thank you, and goodbye.
Daddy?
Hey, honey.
When's Mommy coming home?
She should be here with Aunt Barbara soon.
Was that her you were talking to on the phone?
Yep, that was her. I think it's time for you to go to bed, Lacey.
She's been gone a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's very bad driving out there. All that fog. It's gonna take twice as long, I'm sure.
Daddy, before I go upstairs, could you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
My God. Look at that tree.
Look at my car. Oh, God, I hope my insurance covers this.
That tree, it's massive. It's blocking the entire road. I've never seen such a big tree. What are we going to do?
Well, the car won't start, and even if it did, how could we get around this monster? I think the best thing to do is just sit tight and wait for help.
You don't get cell service out here either, I take it.
No.
You know, I kind of know where we are. If we cross that bit of forest over there, the other side should be Route 53. There should be a service station or at least a house where we could make a phone call from a landline.
No way. We're not doing that. Just be patient and let's stay put. The police or the highway department should be here at some point. And besides, it's so dark and all this fog is... Hey, but... Where are you going?
You hang here. I'll go get some help.
Barbara, please, come on. Just use your head.
It's all right. Trust me. This will take about 15 minutes. We could be waiting for hours for another car to come by. I got my little flashlight here in my purse.
Well, I'm staying here with my car.
Cool. You just stay put and I'll return with the cavalry.
Please, Barbara, just... Just don't go into those woods alone. Come on. Yeah, that's not funny, Barbara. Barbara!
Daddy, please?
Why were you playing out there earlier when I told you to stay inside?
I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't have. I was wrong. Can you please see if it's out there? I love Honey Bear.
I know you do. Are you sure you looked everywhere in the house for it?
I looked and looked. Please, Daddy, can you check? It has to be in the backyard. By those trees, I'm sure.
Are you sure? It's so hard to see out there. I might not find it.
I can't sleep without Honey Bear. Please, Daddy. I'm sure he's getting all wet. What if he gets ruined?
Okay. I'm such a sap for this effing kid. I'm hopeless.
Sometimes. Oh, yep, you're kidding me. Rain! Oh! Is that Barbara? Hold on, honey! Hold on!
Out there.
He's out in the yard then? By those trees?
house? Yes, he's out there looking for Honey Bear.
But Honey Bear is right here, isn't he?
On your pillow. Isn't that funny?
I did what you asked me.
You're such a good girl.
And so very good at keeping secrets.
What's going to happen to Daddy?
Oh, he'll be back.
Not to worry. He'll be back.
Good. And another thing?
Yes?
When are you two gonna come out from inside my bedroom wall?
Oh, someday.
When the time is right.
I can't lift it.
Try. Please. Try.
I can't. I can't do it. It's no use. I'm just not strong enough.
Please. Andrea, help me.
Barbara, listen to me. Things are only going to get worse if I stay here with you. I've got to go and try to get help.
No. Please don't leave me.
Please, Barbara, just hang in there. Look, I will be back with help, I promise.
Also check the garage. Where the hell are you, Honey Bear?
I hate you, Honey Bear, and if it's coming.
Whoa, jeez. Must be a raccoon. Okay, keep my distance. What is that? It's too big to be a raccoon on that tree. What is that?
It's you.
What's going on here, Andrea? What are you doing running around here? We told you not to get out.
That's not important right now. My sister is pinned under a tree in that forest, and there's no time to explain.
Okay. All right, got it. Can you show us where she is?
Yes, I think I can. We're not too far off.
You coming with us, Mr. Sheldon?
I suppose I should.
It's totaled, like when my dad hit a moose when we were kids.
Did you notice what kind of tree it was?
I'm not good at that sort of thing. An oak tree, I would guess. I never saw one that big before. I think we're getting closer.
I don't like what's been happening with these trees since the storm hit.
You're noticing something?
You know, the old tribesmen of this region like to say that inside every tree is a human spirit.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Perhaps you never listen.
Can we talk about something else? What were you two doing out here when I found you?
We were about to make another attempt to convince Heck and Doris Stanley to evacuate.
We're hoping it's not too late.
Too late?
Well, there's some flash flooding that could be heading their way, so we...
Yes, that's it. Flash flooding.
Look, there it is. That's the tree.
Are you sure?
That has to be it. Well, here's the marker I left, but...
But where's your sister?
How did she get loose?
Well, you're positive this is the tree.
Well, someone must have found her and helped her.
Is this hers?
Yes, this is her leather jacket.
Well, that's all I can see here. Are you sure this is the tree, Andrea?
Yes, yes, I said yes! Why do you keep asking me that?
I don't see any tracks anywhere.
Sheriff, I think we should leave right away.
Oh, leave?
Well, he's only trying to say that we should head back and try.
No, I'm saying we should leave bloody right now.
His car in the drive?
Yes.
And you said he wasn't answering his cell on the way here.
Where's Lacey? Lacey? Lacey, are you home?
Is that her there?
Lacey? Lacey? Well, why don't you answer me? Why are you all curled up in the corner like that? Come here, baby. Come here.
Yes?
Darling, where's your father?
I don't know. He's been gone a long time. He went out in the backyard to find Honey Bear, and I haven't seen him since.
You mean you've been all alone in the house all this time?
Mommy, I'm scared. I think I made a mistake. A terrible mistake.
If you don't mind, might I ask her...
Please, not right now.
Wait in the scout for me, Mr. Sheldon.
All right. Here's your sister's jacket.
No. Something fell out of the pocket. I'll pick it up.
Please, give that to me.
Here. Are you all right? Well, what does it say?
It's a love letter to my husband from my sister.
Okay. Some things are starting to fall into place. Did you have any idea?
Such filth. I don't believe it.
I think I have an idea of what's happening here.
So do I, but I'm sure it's very different from what you're thinking.
Mr. Sheldon, please go outside and wait in the vehicle like I asked you to.
Actually, I would appreciate it if you both left. I'm sure they'll both turn up soon, and we're all going to have a very long time.
I have a terrible feeling they will indeed turn up, but I'm afraid they won't be the people you once knew or anything like people at all.
What? What did you just say?
Mr. Sheldon! Mr. Sheldon, that's enough! Outside! Now! Are you sure you want me to go, Andrea?
Yes. Yes, I just need to be alone with my daughter right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check in with you tomorrow. You let me know right away if you hear from them. Understood?
Yes, I'll let you know for sure.
Okay, then.
Good night, and thank you, Sheriff Ulster.
Good night.
Lacey, where are you, honey?
You said my dad would come back. When?
Sooner than you think.
I don't believe you.
You mustn't say that.
That isn't a nice thing to say.
When is he coming back?
Come on now. Have a little faith in what we say.
Oh, wait. I think I hear him now.
And Aunt Barbara, too. Coming up the drive.
Coming up the walkway.
Walking up the porch steps.
Ooh, ding dong, there's the doorbell.
Your mommy's going to answer the door.
She's walking to the door to let them in.
Yes, let them in.
Let them in, Mommy.
Why don't you go downstairs with her?
Yes, go downstairs.
Go downstairs.
Why don't you go downstairs?
Go downstairs.
Go downstairs.
Go downstairs. Go downstairs. Go downstairs. Go downstairs. And give them a great big
those poor people. Just what happened to them? What is there to do? What is there to be done in a place like this sunken harbor?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, it seems like, well, from what we've learned here tonight after the storm, that the people and the land itself, are they poisoned? Poisoned beyond all hope?
I never said that. I never said it was beyond hope. Things in this world, Miss Silva, even in Sunken Harbor, take turns for the better and sometimes for the worse, but good, bad, or in between, they do go on. As it must. It is the cycle of things, isn't it? As hard as it might be for you or some of your audience members to believe the people of Sunken Harbor may be a broken lot, but mind you, they will still open their stores and shops in the morning. The school buses will stop and pick up the children. The church bells will ring, and the crackling fires will warm our homes, and smoke will rise from the chimneys and disappear into a more sympathetic sky. For the people of this town are still wise enough to keep hope in their hearts. For how else can we expect to survive after this storm or the next storm? There will always be a storm, and we will always be here, standing by, watching over the forests and the fields and the shoreline.
Through a storm. Most powerful voice, Ms. Courtney Cowart. Thank you. Fabulous. Well, friends, that concludes tonight's program. We do hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, thanks. Let's have a huge hand for our amazing cast. Ms. Courtney Jillian Cholovich. Ms. Annabelle Rawlinson. Mr. Michael Pate. Mr. Eric Davy Gislison. Mr. Bill Heidrich. Mr. Daniel Graves. Mrs. Rebecca Graves. And Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. Our otherworldly musical score was improvised and performed by the magnificent piano warrior, Mr. Steve Blanco. The ghostly singing voice you heard this evening was Ms. Courtney Cowart. Our most amazing special musical guest with his own composition was Mr. Andrew Hammond. Wherever he is. Our theme music is by BAFTA award-winning composer, Mr. Jason Graves. Yes. Find more information about Jason, including his links to his Twitters and Facebooks at jasongraves.com. Our production sound designer is the unbeatable Mr. Greg Russ. Yay! Special warm thanks to the amazing and most fabulous, welcoming and hospitable staff here at the Slipper Room. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, Mrs. Rebecca Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. We shall return to the Slipper Room Sunday, 31st of May, for our final show of this season. Our theme, London Fog. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. For all things Fireside, including links to our celebrated podcast and show listings and lots of other fun stuff, simply go to FiresideMysteryTheater.com. You can also find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. We're loads of fun to follow, so please do. Tonight's show is dedicated to our dear friends, our inspiration, our enthusiasm, and our brother and sister, Mr. Daniel Graves and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. Although they are leaving us, they will continue to be a vital part of this Fireside family. Give him another round of applause, please. Well, so finally,
This is your very own Ali Silva. Well, I hope you managed to dodge as many of those April showers so that you may roll listlessly in rows of May flowers. But as you make your way home in the evening rain, perhaps not tonight, but when you do, be selective as to where you choose to take shelter. For it is when you are deepest in the night's unfamiliar embrace that you must mind the shadows. Good night.
For listening to Fireside Mystery Theater. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and please rate and review us on iTunes. For live show dates, please visit our website at firesidemysterytheater.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, be sure to mind the shadows.